The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How do you feel about dating somebody at work? I married him, but anyway.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and I actually got some friends who are dating in the workplace, and it's a tricky work environment because it's fellow comedians dating each other. So I got my boy, Bob. We'll call him Bob.
Right. And Bob
is like, he has like the energy that you think Santa Claus should have. He's kind of like the director of morale for the local comedy scene. And I just love
everybody this. Loves him, in other words.
Everyone loves him. And he
does he have a beard?
Yes.
He has a beard. Is he jolly?
He's jolly. He walks in and he just feels his presence. I can't wait to introduce you guys to him one day. But he got a girlfriend now, and I'm happy that he has a girl, but it's a fellow comic. And I swear, if she hurts him, I'm going to be very upset. And I told Will, I'm like, Will.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I just used his real name.
You did.
You meant Bob.
You told us we were supposed to say Bob, and then you just throw Will all over the freaking radio.
My bad. All right, well, I told Will.
It's over. Never mind.
I told Will. It is what it is, bro. You got to be honest with her and don't dog her out because she can, you know, invade your space. I'm for it, but I'm also, like, hesitant. And I haven't felt this passionate about another person's relationship in a very long time.
Except for the down in the DMs.
Except for downs and DMs. Always got to do those. Those are close to my heart every single day. But
You made me drop my phone because you threw his name out. I literally was like, seriously? You said don't see him. Okay, is this woman bad for him?
Yeah, well, give us some background on the woman that you're so worried about.
Is she a harlot? Like, what's the deal?
She's not a harlot. I wouldn't say that at all. She's a very actually nice woman. And if she's dating somebody like Will, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and assume that she has a very kind heart. But she's an attractive, alternative, like, rock chick.
Oh,
she has really
cool,
like, patchwork tattoos.
And he's a jolly guy. Yeah, so it's
she
like,
has tattoos similar to Chewy.
Okay.
Producer Chewy.
We're like old rock bands and stuff all up on our arms.
When Otto and I first started dating, we hit it for a very long time. But the reason that I got fired or demoted was because of our relationship. It can have an effect on your career. I had to move away from the city, and then they kept Otto. So it was like they wanted to separate us. But I understand because our employers, they were worried that our relationship was going to ruin the show.
Oh.
I was like, I just had a baby. Like, why are you trying to separate us?
Dan and I didn't work together for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it took a long time for the company to trust us again. I think it was more that we lied and hid it. And then when I finally said I'm dating Otto, it was like, hey, I'm pregnant. I don't think they realized.
Everyone was shocked.
Everybody was shocked.
Including me.
No. Otto was the most surprised when I went to HR with that. What do we have for National Day, Ant?
It is National Punctuation Day? ?
I was going to say. You know what really bothers me when I'm sending someone a message and I mean to type in a ! But it's so close to the exclamation point.
Oh.
That, and people are like, oh my gosh, don't yell at me.
Why is she screaming? Send your receiver error.
Yes, I feel so. And I'll go back and edit it. Thank God for the edit now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There are rumors that there might be a serial killer amongst us.
Oh.
A fourth body has been recovered.
Fifth
body in the bayou. 11 total in 13. A year. No, Otto.
Yes, I just reread the story.
What is going on with the bodies on the bayou in Houston, Texas? That is now this big national story. I mean, there are rumors that a serial killer is on the loose. We're going to talk to Isaiah Carey from Fox. He's agreed to allow me to call him and talk about this. I'm getting nervous now. Do you hear me?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's scary.
Well, I think about people that jog, that run, that walk down there, take your dogs, you know, you go fishing. And so he'll give us the latest update on that when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So we're going to talk about the bodies in the bayou.
Well, it's kind of disturbing. They found 5 bodies in the past week and 13 this year.
This is just scary. So I needed to call our expert, Isaiah Carey. He works for Fox Television. He's agreed to talk to us. I saw him kind of breaking it down on Instagram, and I texted him at 5 a.m. because I'm sure he was anxious for that.
Always good to get a call at 5 a.m.
Wonderful, right? He's like, I just went to bed, Dana, but what do you need? So I saw you covering this on, you know, obviously on Fox, and then I saw you update your Instagram. What is going on with the bodies on the bayou in Houston, Texas? That is now this big national story. I mean, there are rumors that a serial killer is on the loose.
If there were, some type of serial killer out there, they would start a task force. They'd alert the public. So people, because that those bayous, those 22 bayous are very busy with people jogging, riding bikes. They would be negligent if they did not warn you. And what many people don't know, there is a whole homeless community that lives along the bayou. We're talking, I mean, cardboard condos. They took cardboard and made like apartments.
So is that where they think the bodies are coming from then? Maybe homeless people?
In part, it may be homeless people. It may be individuals who take their own lives. And also there are some crimes out there. People will dump bodies in cars in the bayou as a result of committing various crimes out there.
Right.
But they don't think right now that it's related. What brought more attention to it is a college student, 20-year-old Jade McKissick, who was found there Monday.
Yes,
she was identified Thursday. She's a University of Houston student.
And she's so young. And everybody on TikTok is talking about her. And I got into the, you know, I went down that rabbit hole. And now I'm like, there's a serial killer. And also,
well, when you can't make sense of it, Dana, people look for an easy answer and a sexy answer. The sexy answer is there is a serial killer out there. The truth, the reality, according to investigators, there is no proof of there being a serial killer, and the deaths are unrelated according to the medical examiner's office.
Well, when you think about it, most serial killers have a pattern and they pick the same kind of person over and over. And
this has been various different types of people. You're right. And it's, you know, it's, I get it. This time, Texas Chainsaw Massacres, that was real. That's based on an FBI file. That was the name of it. You remember, I don't know if you know this or not, Isaiah, but Woody Harrelson's father, did you know that he was a serial killer?
Had no clue.
And now you know. Clue. Yeah. So I'm like, he lived in Texas. Yeah. His he did a movie back in the day. What was the movie that he was in?
Natural Born Killers.
Woody Harrelson. Yes. Haymitch Abernathy from The Hunger Games. He based his character on his father.
I remember that movie. I just didn't know the history. Well, but you know something, guys, something very interesting. If you take a look at Lady Bird Lake in Austin and just Google it, since 2022, they've had more than 30 bodies discovered Lady Bird Lake in Austin. But they have also there ruled out a serial killer. They just say, you know, a city the size of Austin, a lot of people out and about jogging, riding bikes, partying. And some people end up in the, and then there are crimes.
Crimes. Yeah.
But they've had, I think, like 38 bodies found since 2022.
Oh my gosh.
In and around Lady Bird Lake. So
I think about my grandmother talking about an old wives' tale. It's called La Llorona. And she was always traditionally found around rivers, lakes, any type of body of water. And so there's got to be lake tales all over the country, no matter where you live. I think that the reason, too, that this is gaining more traction, obviously the university student who I wish her family peace at this time. That must be so difficult to hear that. But it is getting around spooky season. You know, when you get close to spooky season.
And I'm a chump for scary.
Me too.
Don't forget, we survived the rapture, too. Where was that pastor from?
Africa.
What happened?
Missed that one.
He missed it. Well, it'll probably be next Tuesday.
The 23rd and the 24th. I'm prayed up.
So you're ready for it. Isaiah, you're ready for it. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I appreciate you being on the show. We love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, it's Dana.
See you soon. Bye. We definitely need to talk about some of the wives' tales. So La Llorona is a big one. Have you ever heard about the kids on the school bus?
What do you mean, the kids
on the school bus? The little handprints and stuff that come up on the school bus?
I think I have heard that story.
Okay. Chupacabras? It's scary stuff right there, right?
We've seen one.
We have to start getting into these Halloween tales, right? That's today's Crazy Crimes of Passion.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Somebody screaming at your face is not normal.
No.
And I didn't think we'd be talking about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West this far out of their divorce, but there's this documentary that's out, and it's been out for a minute, right?
It's called, what is it called? In Whose Name, right?
Yeah, and it was filmed by a man named Nico Ballesteros, and he was hired by Kanye at the age of 18 to just follow him around. So for 6 years, he did that. I don't exactly know why he's releasing this the way he is. It just went straight to social media. I see allegations that he was never paid by Kanye.
Yeah, well, he got 3,000 hours of footage over that 6 years, and he did it all on an iPhone.
Yeah, and so he says he wasn't paid, but he was promised. And so maybe he was, I don't know, just decided I'm throwing it out there. Here's a moment, though, that was captured of Kanye yelling at Kim Kardashian in a way that I'm telling you now, when I saw the video, when I hear this, it scares me.
Bring Bobby Wine, the president, back together.
No, no.
You can't tell your mama!
Reality that people say no to me on a daily basis, and I don't just start screaming and throwing a tantrum. That's just not normal.
That's my personality.
But your personality was not like this a few years ago.
And she is so calm. I'm getting so nervous watching it, even though I know it was a long time ago. She's crying and wiping her face, and you can see people around her are completely just, they're confused and don't really know how to handle the situation. This is mental illness on display.
Yeah.
And people are getting entertained, are being entertained by it. It's not okay. The only people that ever wanted to help Kanye were his mother and Kim Kardashian and her family. And you can say whatever you want to say about that family, but they had him committed and he's mad at him for it. It was the only time he was somewhat okay.
I saw another clip where he was yelling at Kim Kardashian's mom.
Kris Jenner.
Yeah, saying that she had stole his masculinity and that he was never going to get it back.
It's just he's sick in his head and he's having these episodes. And when someone is sick like this, it's never your fault. It's everybody around you, especially when you're in a state like of paranoia. Everybody's out to get you. And I know people are going to get mad at me for saying this because I know Kanye said some terrible things, but I do feel sorry for him. And I you have to understand why. When you're mentally ill, you're sick in the head. And we use this term, oh, he's crazy. This is a real sickness and illness. You would not get mad at a cancer patient because they couldn't walk or they couldn't talk or because they needed treatment. This person needs treatment. The side effect of his illness is all of this, I hate to say crazy, but these outbursts and these outlandish, terrible things he said about Jewish people, about people in general, just all of the craziness is because he's mentally ill. And nobody around him cares. Everybody around him is there for a paycheck, including his new wife. I'm sorry. Because by now, she should have stepped up and done something.
I mean, there was another clip going around where Michael Che is actually checking him backstage.
Oh, yeah.
He won't even talk to those people anymore.
I will say this. Kanye had nothing to say back to him at all.
What's he going to say?
I hope somebody gets some help. That's just kind of where it's at.
Somebody needs to step in. And hopefully, maybe it has to be Kim. Because they were together. And he is the father of her children. I mean, he's not even around the kids anymore.
I wouldn't have him around my kids if he was acting like that.
Well, you know, social media's comments have changed. If you recall when everything was going on, everybody was on Kanye's side. If you read comments now, especially women, they're like, oh my God, I didn't know this was happening. I had no idea that Kim was having to endure this, and it went on for years. So if you know someone who needs help, try to get them the help that they need. Try to get them to admit themselves, because again, you can't force somebody either to be committed.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Giving away free merch. We're playing Who's Lying? Yeah! This song right here, we got to sing along to it. Whoa, it's lying. 877-730-DCS1. And we have our contestant on the line, Miss Maria. Good morning, Maria. Are you ready to play Who's Lying? You ready to do this?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes. How are you all this morning?
I'm doing very well.
Amazing.
How are you, Maria?
Even better since you called.
Yeah, are you ready to win?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I don't know.
She's like, hopefully.
She's like, I'm trying to be serious here, Dana. Okay, this is a big deal. Okay, look. I, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A., are each going to tell you a little bit about ourselves. One of us is telling a fib. If you guess correctly who it is, you win the merch. And I'm crossing my fingers, my toes, my eyes, everything, Maria, because I really want you to win. So here we go. Now, I don't know if you know this, but when Otto first proposed to me, he didn't have a ring. He actually had a handful of groceries. I specifically remember seeing the Roma tomatoes protruding from the top. But I didn't even care, even though I'd said I was never going to get married again. I'd said all these things. The moment he asked me, I knew I wanted to be with him for the rest of my life. And then a year later, he did buy me a ring.
Hey.
Yeah.
DJ Automatic here. I've actually lost two wedding rings. The first one I lost at I was playing football with my brothers, and I don't know what happened to it. I don't know. And then the second one I lost, I was DJing a concert, and I went to throw something into the crowd, and somebody got a really nice ring at that concert.
No!
And now my third ring is in a safe because my wife won't let me wear it anymore. Dana Cortez keeps it in her safe away from me because she says you're not responsible enough to have a wedding ring.
Yo, what up, Anthony A? And I actually had a successful proposal with my high school girlfriend. We had a whole little inside joke about Blondies from Applebee's. So when I proposed to her, it was right next to a Blondies little treat in Applebee's. But unfortunately, we never got the wedding executed.
All right, girl. If you can guess correctly who's telling a fib, you win the free DCS merch. Who's lying?
Anthony A.
Why is the executed?
She was so, like, that was so easy for her. You got the wedding executed?
I don't know why executed came out of my mouth.
It was not a death sentence. Yeah, no, it was a wedding.
Well, we've been in most marriages. That's kind of what they are.
Even
execution was the word you went with?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
The whole studio is laughing right now. There was no, you know, Maria, as soon as he said it, he turned red and he went, oh,
he's never been married. He's
That's
never,
right. He's no, he's single. Oh, he's single as a Pringle.
I have too much joy in my voice.
Anthony, settle down. We are a very happily married couple.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Maria, are you married?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
15 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. So do you and your husband get along all the time?
No.
We don't either.
Trust me, we'll be arguing it, but if we have to go somewhere, we're like, okay, let's just...
Yeah.
Oh, that's me and Dana, we know how to turn it on, and then the second we got to turn it off, we got to turn it off.
We had to make an appearance at I'm not kidding you, a club, girl, on a weeknight, and we had just had this blowout fight. We pulled up, music's playing, we're dancing, and the whole time I'm thinking, I can't stand you.
I know. We're the same way. We're like, it's like, I'm going to choke you, or I'm just talking myself in Spanish. I'm like... In my head, I'm like, get away from me.
Sounding closer and closer to execution.
Anthony, you're so wrong for that. Maria, I want to thank you so much for listening. And we're happy that you're part of our morning every single day. I love you, Maria.
Yeah.
Thank you. I need to send you a DM because my granddaughter is having a concert and she wants to ask DJ Automatic for a favor.
Oh, well, you know what? You send me that DM at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Let's talk.
I will do that.
And don't hang up because producer Chewy is going to get all your info so we can get you your DCS merch. Let's go. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, if you want to play Who's Lying, call us 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Swifties, this is big. Taylor Swift team has heightened security because her stalker, his name is Brian Jason Wagner. He's 45 years old. He went to jail. She has a restraining order. Well, they can't find him anymore. He's disappeared.
God. Oh.
So authorities have no idea where this man is. Was he supposed to be wearing some kind of ankle monitor or something?
I believe so. That was the terms and conditions upon.
Well, he must have cut it off or something. This is scary.
I was going to say, he must be a real threat if they're actually writing articles about him not being able to be found.
Well, Otto, he's not the only one. Jennifer Aniston has gone through this. And years ago, I cannot remember her name. I can't believe I didn't look this up before we did the story. Somebody might remember. There was a star who was killed by her stalker. He showed up at her home. This is over a decade ago. If you remember, 877-730-DCS1, call or text. But they also go on. Her team says that they're going to be hyper-vigilant because not only is she being stalked, she's being targeted by Groyper. This is some kind of alt-right group on social media. So promotional plans, you know, I guess dates that may change are going to scale back just to make sure she's safe, as they should.
Yeah, yes. you got to take. She's not our first lady, but one of, you know, she's royalty here in America. And I've seen, you know, that when she goes to the Chiefs game, they have her walking behind like this mobile, it looks like a bulletproof wall.
It is like a glass wall. That's how serious these threats are, that the woman can't even go to her fiance's place of business. That's his job, and hang out with him at work.
Yeah. That'd
be tough. And it's also probably has an impact on Travis, too, because you can't be there, you know, over, you know, protecting your lady, you're protecting the household. That's a lot.
Oh, I know. Oh, I just got a text message from Alexa, and she said that Rebecca Schaefer is the woman that I'm talking about. This is a way long time ago. It happened in 1989. The man is Robert John Bardot, and in his mind, he was having a relationship with this young woman.
Oh,
and
wow.
Went to her house. Yeah. and ended up killing her. He's still in jail.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, obviously. So just some mentally ill person. He was only 19 and she was 21.
I can see Taylor cutting back all appearances until the wedding.
Why should she have to go through this?
I mean, she's got to promote the album, though.
Can't we get
She doesn't. You're right. I saw that she sold 15 million pre-sale for her AMC stuff that she's got going on.
Otto, I already thought about buying you a real piece of vinyl. Yeah. People
If there's
buying.
One person who doesn't need to do album promo, it's Taylor Swift.
No,
she might
right.
just stay at home and become a streamer.
I mean, yeah, no, I mean, she could.
Oh, my God, she could, yeah.
She would rule the world.
She put Kai Cenat out of business. Oh, yeah. Who are some of the other big streamers?
ISO Speed.
Yeah, it'd be Swifties all day and all night. All right, we'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.